We'll begin. We pray. Lord, open our ears to hear, our minds to understand, and our hearts to believe all that you teach. Grant this for Jesus' sake. Amen. In 2006, a young girl graduated from Emmanuel Lutheran High School. She probably had her own set of dreams, because she went on to gain a college degree, and then she met the man that she wanted to spend her life with. Together they had twin boys. Later, she was expecting a baby girl. Then last Wednesday, while she was napping quietly with her seven-month-old baby in her womb, the Lord quietly took them out of this world. Now, was that in her plans back in 2006? In a way, it was, but probably not at the age of 34. And I say probably it was because this is what every Christian is preparing for. How many times in this very building, from this lectern, have you heard about the reality of death and the assurance of a home in heaven? The people of this world, when they hear that someone died at such a young age, usually say, she had so much to live for. Her whole life was ahead of her. It's so sad. To this, our God responds in Isaiah 57, verses 1 and 2. The righteous perishes, and no one takes it to heart. Merciful men are taken away, while no one understands that the righteous is taken away from evil. He shall enter into peace. They shall rest in their beds, each one, walking in his uprightness. The world has it all wrong. They think that this life is what really matters, and that a happy man is one who has a long life and great success. And so it is that God says, no man takes it to heart. No one understands. They just don't get it. So how do we view death? First of all, we need to consider about whose death we are talking. God calls them the righteous and the merciful. Well, this describes one who believes in Jesus Christ. Only he who places his faith in Jesus Christ can be called righteous. For God made him, who knew no sin, to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. All that was unrighteous about us was laid on Jesus. He paid the price for what we have done. That left us with a clean slate. And upon that clean slate, God has inscribed all of the righteousness of Jesus Christ. That's your slate. And as for the word merciful, some translations have devout, and that's probably more accurate. It refers to someone who has firmly devoted himself to Jesus. Such a person says, as Paul did, whether I live to the Lord, and whether I die to the Lord. Therefore, whether I live or die, I am the Lord's. The righteous and devout, the believer, when she dies, is taken away from evil and enters into peace. Now, the majority of you are young. You do not have a recollection of the way things used to be in this country. Back when parental authority was upheld and praised, divorce was abhorrent, homosexuality was an evil perversion, foul-mouthed talking in public was frowned upon, while the world that is before your eyes has turned all of this upside down. Moreover, God has warned us that things are not going to get any better. Know this, that in the last days, perilous times will come. For men will be lovers of themselves, lovers of money, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, unloving, unforgiving, slanderers, without self-control, brutal, despisers of good, traitors, headstrong, haughty, lovers of pleasure rather than lovers of God, having a form of godliness but denying its power. And from such people, turn away. Joanna Snell has been spared from the onslaught of future evils. And so have all the righteous who have been taken away. As for their bodies, Isaiah says, they rest in their beds. As for their souls, they are now walking in uprightness before the throne of God. Is it really so sad that Joanna went to sleep on earth and woke up in heaven? I certainly would like it to be that way for me. At ILC, Joanna received the kind of instruction that prepared her for that for last Wednesday. All her life, the Lord was preparing her. And then came the moment when the Lord said, time to come home. Enter into my peace. And so it was that she was taken away from the evil. Your time, however, has not yet come. You're still here. It will come sooner or later. And life is a preparation for death. And death is a gateway to eternity. This preparation is centered on the very thing you do here day after day. Hear the word of God. Therefore, as you continue in your journey in the midst of this wicked world, keep your thoughts focused on the word of God, so that in the end you may become blameless and harmless, children of God, without fault in the midst of a crooked and perverse generation, among whom you shine as lights in the world. We conclude with hymn 448, verse 1 and verse 5.
Sweet and blessed God.